Rubber game Sunday between the Angels and the Rangers as the Rangers looking to build on a 1-0 first inning lead, but Cole Calhoun had other plans.
A lot faster. The Rangers doing an excellent job, as you see where they rank in the American League.
This one off the handle, and that's a base hit. Gomez around third. The throw to the plate is high, and they got him. Good job by Maldonado to bring that down. Calhoun's throw looked like it might just about get away. This one lifted to center field. Gomez angling back, that thing carrying well, and it is out of here. A home run for Calhoun. And he has tied the game 1-1.
Right, so I think maybe for him he wanted to wait a little bit longer.
Soft liner into center, base hit Marte. Two-run score, Trout over to third, and the Angels lead 3-1. And they know it, this is gonna be a dogfight. Liner up the middle, what a catch by Simmons. And Chu erased for the second out of the inning. This ball golfed down that left field line. High in the air, carrying well, and gone. Marte's home run makes it a 3-run lead for the Angels.
Angels take the rubber game 5-2. Mike Trout 1-for-3 with 2 walks to extend his hitting streak to 14 games, the longest current streak in the American League. During that streak, the reigning AL MVP is batting .415. Martin Perez was unable to build off his previous home dominance of the Angels as the Rangers fell on Sunday's rubber game by a 5-2 score. Here is Texas skipper Jeff Banister.
Jeff, can you talk about your pitcher and his performance today? He had some ups and downs. Could you talk about it a little bit, please?
Yeah, I think I'll start with just he only had 8 2-strike counts. There was a lot of action early. Looked like they really wanted to get off early on a fastball changeup mix. Really not a lot of the breaking ball in the mix today. Came down to pitch execution for Martin. Gave up the 0-2 hits, the 2-out RBI. I mean, we gave up 4 runs with 2 outs. 2 of which I believe were 0-2. Had them in position. Felt like that we make a pitch there, we get out of a couple different innings, so incapable of doing that.
So you guys had a winning homestand, but I guess you lost the last 2 series. Do you head out of town? How do you feel heading out of town?
Yeah, it's. I mean, obviously the 4 games early. I mean, anytime that you have a positive record, I think there's some. You need to take that for what it's worth. It's still a positive record. Now there's some games that felt like that we had opportunities to win, which we didn't. Today a situation where had the 15 strikeouts on offense. I mean they had their game plan. They were gonna only show fastball really and utilize the secondary stuff, breaking stuff to keep our guys off balance. And there were some situations today we chased some pitches out of the zone that. Really didn't mount much of an offensive attack. But to answer the question, Jeff, now, we want to win series, but the ability to go on the road with a positive record at home, I think you got to look at that as a plus.
Since you two had a very good game today and has been on fire this homestand, talk about his offensive performance and what you expect of him going forward.
Well, look, we choose a veteran hitter, a guy that we look for to be that type of hitter, that in our lineup to be an impact type hitter, on base guy, provide some power, extra bases, but really just a tough at bat, and it's nice to see him spark up and get going. And he's a guy that can be a hitter in the top of the lineup. Set the table for us, but also have a threat of the power. So that was, he's seeing the ball well. The timing and rhythm is good. So a plus for Chu.
What you made a number of lineup changes over the course of this homestand. That seems to be the biggest thing that went on with maneuvering the team. What do you feel like you got accomplished this homestand?
Well, I think I look up at the board today, and you know, there was, I think, first time since the start of the season that really, when you look at the batting averages, only one guy with sub 200 batting average. We had some guys that sparked up that really started swinging the bat well, and Gomez and Chu, DeShields, guys that, and even Odor had some positive at bats. I know it was a challenge for him today in a big situation, but I think that some guys starting to find some rhythm at the plate. That was really our goal as we maneuvered some of the guys in the lineup to try to find some rhythm, try to string at bats together. I think there was some of that. Obviously, not enough right now when you look up and there's only two runs on the board today. But we got to continue that process and look for those positive at bats, push the line, maneuver it, find the rhythm where these guys fit best together so they can gain some traction and start putting some offensive runs on the board.
What else? It seems like your April could have been better had the bullpen maybe pitched a little better. At 11-14, how do you feel about April?
Yeah, look, we gave some games away early. I mean, four of which we know and we do take some. I mean, that's a little bit of a tough situation to look at. You can look at it on the negative side. You can look at it on the positive side. There was some early offense in the season that, and then there was a lull there, and then there's kind of a little bit up and down. However, we feel like that there's some guys in that bullpen that kind of shored up some spots. We look at it as, yes, the record, not necessarily indicative. It is what it is. However, it's about winning baseball games, and you still got to put those positive wins and nail down wins when you get an opportunity, and we didn't do that early.
I know you don't want to put too much emphasis on one series over another, but a big one in Houston coming up with an opportunity for you guys to make up some ground and establish yourselves a little bit. Is that safe to say?
No, it's safe to say. It's a fair statement. Look, we're going into Houston. Need to play well, all facets of the game. I feel like that starting pitching starts right there. I mean, we get positive starts from our starters. I believe this offense is starting to come. We've got to continue to try to play clean defense and not make mistakes on the bases. And it is a place that as you're looking up at a team, whether it's April, May, June, July, August, September, you want to play well, you want to put some wins on the board. Need to start with tomorrow.
You just mentioned need to play well in all facets of the game, and I think you look back at this April, and there's been some games where the offense has really looked impressive. There's been some games where your starters have looked good. You've now had a stretch with your relievers that has looked good. But it's just looked like it's never, ever – really fit together for any stretch. Is that in any way concerning for you, or what do you take away from that?
Look, Evan, all those when it's tough to put all facets of the game together every single night, it is a challenge. It's not always, doesn't always work that way. Sometimes when your offense plays well, it does cover up some of those other parts of the game. When your offense doesn't play well, and we're not putting it all on the offense. However, when you're challenged offensively, other parts of the game, when they do show up, it does accentuate those. We need to, again, go back to getting the ball in the middle of the field, have tough at-bats. When we do have, I think one of the offensively, when you look at where our challenges have been, and it is – runners in scoring position, runners at third base, less than two outs, of not walking away without driving in a run. The two-out hits, we got beat today with two-out run scoring opportunities that they were able to capitalize on. So you can combine the two. When we don't do that and the other team does that, it's a challenge to win baseball games. But when offense is rolling and you're putting runs on the board, it does seem to make some of those other parts of the game look better.
Jeff, it's not just your team. If you look around baseball, there's lots of bad batting averages in this first month. Do you make anything of that?
Well, I make in the first blush is that pitchers are throwing the ball well. Obviously, there's a lot of information that we're so much better at information gathering and putting together attacks against hitters that, you know, and when pitchers can execute at a high rate and make it very challenging on hitters. So I would point to that for the first part of that.
The Rangers play the Astros in Houston on Monday.